Universities will be told they should recruit more white working-class boys in the wake of figures showing a massive slump in applications from men for courses. The university's minister, David Willetts, wants white working-class teenage boys put in the same category as students from other disadvantaged communities and ethnic minorities as groups that should be targeted for recruitment. The move has the potential to create conflict with Britain's independent schools if universities, as a result, use it to discriminate against middle-class applicants in order to win favor with the University Access Watchdog, the Office for Fair Access. The watchdog can look at a range of disadvantaged groups, social class and ethnicity, for instance, when it comes to access agreements. So I don't see why they couldn't look at white working class boys, Mr. Willetts said. He added, there are now more women who enter university each year than there are men who submit a UCAS university application form. Mr. Willetts called this the culmination of a decades-old trend in our education system, which seems to make it harder for boys and men to face down the obstacles in the way of learning. That is a challenge for all policymakers and all parties, he added. I do worry about what looks like increasing underperformance by young men. Mr. Willetts said he plans to advance the question of including white working-class boys as a target group for recruitment in university access agreements. If universities fail to deliver their access agreements, they can be refused permission to charge fees of higher than £6,000 a year. William Richardson, the General Secretary of the Headmasters and Headmistresses Conference, which represents 250 of Britain's independent schools, said reaction would depend on how universities reacted to tie breaks in admissions, where two candidates have exactly the same qualifications. We wouldn't expect middle-class girls' applications to be turned down in favor of working-class boys. Each application should be looked at individually. The latest gender breakdown on applications for university for 2011 show that girls outnumber boys in medicine and dentistry, 10,145 to 7,190, and also in law, 19,080 to 13,255. In applying for courses to gain teaching qualifications, they led by 60,335 to 19,725. The performance of boys, particularly the white working classes, has worried Ofsted, the education standards watchdog, for more than a decade, ever since a report it published bluntly said they concentrated more on fighting and football than on studying.